Hello.
Hi, this is Denise on a recorded line. We were just speaking.
Yeah, sorry.
We were
I've been having
disconnected.
problems. I've been having a lot of problems with this phone. I'm trying to get a new one right now.
You're having problems with the phone. Okay, no problem. I'm here though to assist you further. Did you by any chance find the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yeah. It was Mohammed Fayed. The mineralogist.
Okay, Mohammed, let me look him up really quickly here. Give me one second. I'm looking on Google. Was this in Las Vegas?
Yes.
Okay.
The address, what's the address?
So I did pull him up. Let me see if this is him here. Is it Fayed as an FAYAD?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the address that I have on file is 3196 South Maryland Parkway, Suite 405.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was 3186 South Maryland.
It's showing 3196 South Maryland Parkway, Suite 405.
Okay.
The one that you
Well,
have is different from this one.
it's just the hospital and Sunrise Hospital and Medical Center.
Let's
Yeah.
see. It's showing me, it says Vascular Neurology of Las Vegas.
Okay, that's him though.
Okay. Maybe he moved from where when you were seeing him. But it sounds like that's him, correct? Dr. Mohammed Fayed, neurologist in Las Vegas. Okay. Let's see here. Just copying and pasting his information. Okay, diagnosing doctor, doctor's name. Facility name, Vascular Neurology of Las Vegas. And then 3196 South Maryland Parkway, Suite 405. And then phone number. Let's see. Let me look at the phone number here. Not seeing a phone number just yet. Oh, here it is. Okay. 702-707-6960. Is that what you have?
I'd have to look it up again. I don't know.
Okay. No problem. And then, were there prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then now we're going to be inputting your treating doctor's name.
Okay.
And then we can look him up if we need to. Let me know when you have him pulled up.
Okay. Just one second, okay?
No problem. Take your time.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Okay, hello?
Yes.
What were you asking?
The treating doctor, the doctor that treated you, was it the same doctor, Dr. Mohammed,
yes.
Or was it a different doctor?
I had two doctors, sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Dr. Mohammed and Dr. Heather Allen of oncology. She was a radiation doctor.
Let's see. Heather, oncology, oncologist, okay. And what was the last name, Heather what, I'm sorry, Allen?
Yeah, Allen.
Henderson, Nevada? It's showing
yeah.
me Henderson, Nevada, Dr. Heather Allen, MD.
Yes, but I think
okay.
She moved.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, let's see here. Medical oncology. Okay.
It has been a few years since I, you know, I've been cancer-free since 2018, so.
Yeah, it's been a while. Okay. Let's see here. Just copying and pasting this information. It'll just take me a few seconds here. Thank you for your patience. Yeah, the address I have on file is 400 North Stephanie Street, Suite 300, Henderson, Nevada, 89014.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And then, let's see, treating facility name. It looks like, trying to look at the, where she's, not really showing me the treating facility name. Let me look for the phone number.
I received treatment in Sunrise Hospital Medical Center.
Okay. Sunrise Hospital Medical Center. That's where you started receiving your treatment?
Yeah, June 15th, 2018.
Okay. June 15th, 2018, you said. Okay. And then just writing down the phone number, 702-952-3400. Okay. And then now we're getting into the prescribing doctor. So anyone that was prescribing like the depo or prescribing any medication, would that be Dr. Heather Allen?
No, the person who prescribed the injection
mm-hmm.
was Dr. Sam Alexander. That was the name.
Okay. Let me write that in here. Did you say Sam Alexander?
Yes.
Okay. In Nevada?
Yes.
What was the title?
OBGYN.
Okay. Okay. I did find a Dr. Sam H. Alexander, Las Vegas, Nevada. Perfect. Okay. And then Mountain View Hospital, is that correct?
The address was 9260 West Sunset Road, Suite 200.
Oh, yes, I do have that on here. Mountain View Hospital, it looks like. I'm inputting this information here. Phone number, address, And then I'm just looking for a phone number. I don't see it on here. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Okay. Phone number. Okay. And then was there like a pharmacy that you were going to pick up any depot related like medication or depot? Were you getting the depots at the OB's office or at a pharmacy?
I was getting it at a pharmacy. You want the address of the Planned Parenthood?
Okay, let me put that on here. Planned Parenthood. Okay. Planned Parenthood. And then was that in Las Vegas as well?
3220 Charleston.
Charleston. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I'm looking it up really quickly. Planned Parenthood Charleston Health Center. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, no. This is not it.
Planned Parenthood 3320 West Charleston Boulevard.
Oh, yes. 3220 West Charleston Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89102.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. I'm just going to input this information. Thank you for that. Phone number 702-878-7776. Okay. Okay. And are there any medical notes that you would like to include in your file that you would like the law firm to know?
Like what?
Anything you would like to include as far as like any specific details, your treatment or diagnosis, anything you would like them to know?
Not really. I mean, whatever you guys need to know, I'll tell you, you know.
Okay, no problem. And then, do you have a copy of your medical records?
I'm actually out of town right now, but when I get back in town, I can get everything over to you guys.
Okay, but do you have a copy of your medical records, like, at your residence, or is it something you need to obtain by calling?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get it.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me.
Okay. And can I get the name, please?
Yeah, it's Lisa.
Phone number?
Hold on one second. Okay. And her name is Lisa Gina Sando.
Okay, so Lisa Gina, G-I-N-A.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she goes by Gina, though.
Okay. Let me put that in here. Goes by Gina. Okay.
And it's 702
Yes. And you said relationship is a friend of yours?
Yes, longtime family friend.
Okay, okay. Family friend. Okay. And then do you have an email for Lisa that you would like to include?
No.
Okay. I do have to put something in there, so let me put your email on there. And we're almost done. Thank you for your patience.
It's okay. I'm just not feeling it.
And is she in Las Vegas, Nevada as well? I can just put Las Vegas on here.
Yeah, she is.
Okay. Perfect. So we are done. I'm just going to review everything one more time. Oh, by the way, when you do get a copy of your medical records, are you able to send them in mail electronically or both?
I'm sure both.
Okay. Perfect. So let's go over everything one more time. I'll be quick. And then if anything is wrong, please stop me. Okay. Okay, so you would like to participate in the double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You haven't signed anything for a law firm. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You, your date of birth is 1/19/1988. Date of diagnosis 6/11/2018. Let me just write, 6/11. Okay. And then you did use the name brand injectable contraceptive double Provera. You used 4 injections prior to diagnosis, 4 injections once every 3 months. And then usage start date 6/20/2010. Usage stop date 5/18/2018. Female, single, and then Giovanna, Giavonna, Marie, and then Minnozzi. I do have a social of 530-47-5205. I have an email of GiaJustin577@gmail.com. Phone number 702-273-8673. And then address is 1129 Norman Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89104. Okay. No apartment number or unit number. Perfect. So it looks like we have everything we need. And I will be submitting this, and you will be receiving a DocuSign in your email shortly, okay? Okay, let me know when you receive it.
Okay, you got it.
Perfect. So then I will be here if you need my help with signing. It's pretty simple, but again, if you need my help, I'm more than happy to assist you.
Okay. Just 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. I'll be right here. No problem.
just the same doctor, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's the DocuSign. And then, did you sign an initial already?
No, it's okay. It just pulled it up for me.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you just saw it in your email now?
Yeah, I'm signing it.
Perfect.
Like, start to begin.
Yeah, I believe in the beginning you just have to give consent to sign, and then it'll prompt you to start signing.
Oh, so this is completed.
Oh, okay. So it says completed. Let's see here. Let me see if I received it. It looks like I did. Let me review it really quickly to make sure that everything looks good. Perfect. Signature. Initial signature. Perfect. Awesome. You did a great job. So it was a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much for sharing your story with me. I'm so sorry to hear that you're going through this, but I hope things get better for you. I will be sending you my information so you have it at all times. Should you need me, I'm more than happy to assist you with any questions you may have. I'll also be sending you the law firm's information shortly, so you're able to contact them should you not hear from them. They're usually pretty good about getting in contact with you within a week. But again, if you don't hear from them, you can call them directly or call me. And then I'm more than happy to assist you with transferring them and getting them on the line. Okay?
Okay.
I wish you the best and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too, babe.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.